Hey, how about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com here with tonight's Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series winner at the Ponderosa Speedway, Mike Marler. Mike, you led all the way. Car looked awfully good. I know these things are never easy, but was it as good as it looked?
Well, you know, the car did feel good, but when you get, I got into the back of the field there, and, you know, they dirty up there, so it always feels bad in that dirty air. So I was just trying to manage that and get in the pockets where I felt the best and basically keep from losing too much speed in that situation. But yeah, it was pretty good. I felt like when I had open track, I was really good. So it felt really good.
We always hear that the guy in second has the advantage in traffic. Were you ever concerned that one of those guys who are back behind you might be able to find a hole that you didn't see in traffic?
Well, I felt like I was plugging the holes pretty good, but you got some really fast guys too, and sometimes you get to going just so slow, sometimes you just get going so slow at such a slow pace, you'll be running sometimes half a second, three quarter second off your lap times and the traffic. So you're definitely a sitting duck, but I was just trying to plug all the holes and a lot of times when you get too wide is when you get past, a lot of times in a condition like we had tonight. So I was trying to keep it a lane lower than I thought it needed to be and plug all the holes right, and it worked out pretty good.
I felt like the move that might very well have won you the race was at the start of your heat race, where you jumped out there real quick to the lead. Talk about how that played out for you.
Yeah, it played out really good for me, not so much for Jonathan and Cameron. You know, when they took off, this stuff is getting the jump so important, especially at 8-lap heat. Cameron was probably trying a little too hard and hugging against Jonathan, and Cameron's left rear quarter panel got hung in Jonathan's right rear wheel opening, and they got them all hung up there on the takeoff, and I was able to get by them on the bottom. So I really just got lucky there that happened. That changed the whole deal. I don't know if I'd have started, eighth or ninth and won the race tonight.
All right, and last thing here, this place has been awfully good to you in the past, and then you're going to Florence tomorrow, another place that probably ranks among your favorites.
Yeah, I enjoy going up to Florence. I can't ever really feel like I've had a handle on it, but we've had a lot of good runs there, so had a lot of bad runs there. So it's hard to say, with the level of competition we got nowadays, you better do all the right moves and drive the car perfect and adjust the car perfect, and it takes everything to put in a good night or a solid night together. So I think we're capable of going up there and doing good, but still gotta do it.
All right, that's tonight's Lucas Oil winner, Mike Marler.
Thank you.